Now back to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No, in the ring, Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
You know, Tom Evans, you can blame the one and only Jared Kozar for that introduction right there. That man's quoted Rocky V a good 30, 35 times in the past month. Big Duke fan, of course, as you can tell. But yeah, you can blame Jared for that.
Yeah, you got me on that one. And as soon as I got a little wry smile on my face as it started coming across, and I knew who was to blame for that one. That's Jared. So I'll owe him for that one.
Well, fortunately, we are without Jared here this evening as we record this, so we may be able to get through this in a somewhat serious manner. I don't know. We'll see. As you are tuned in to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, of course, it is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I am Rocco Nucci alongside National Hall of Fame wrestling legend Tom Evans. And Tom, an honor, of course, to be back here with you once again this year. A brand new year of wrestling, high school wrestling here in Lorain County, and kind of a different year. Like we talked about back at the preview show, girls wrestling really on the up and up, a number of schools fielding girls-only teams. Of course, Columbia now led by Hannah Fair. We had an awesome conversation with her back at the preview show. But a really awesome year of wrestling here in Lorain County and off to a really good start.
Excited. A lot of new faces on the scene. Some old faces have kind of stepped up a little bit. Really, really excited about this year. I think four or five boys, new head coaches. Obviously, Eric Burnett stepping aside and leaving that Elyria program in real good shape for Armando Torres. So a lot to talk about with the Pioneers moving forward. But, you know, new Paul Steele over at Midview as well, a new face out at Firelands, and looking for some fun this year.
It will indeed be a lot of fun. And, of course, we'll have it all for you right here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, again presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. Cobos Insurance Center, give them a call. They are your local Grange independent agent. All right, Tom, well, we do have a special guest coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll be joined by Avon Lake Wrestling coach Scott Sedlick. Had a chance to talk with him back at the preview show. He, of course, is very excited for this new year ahead. And we'll talk to Coach Sedlick about how they did at the Cobos Insurance Classic to start the year off. But let's talk about it between us right here. Avon Lake, like we kind of mentioned in the video portion of this program, not very good host, beating up on some teams over there at the Cobos.
Well, just coming out of the blocks hot, and you know, and they picking up right kind of where they left off last year. And that's kind of funny because I'm going to tease Scott a little bit. Those were the signs of his father's coach teams as well, that there was never any lag. There was never any rebuild. It was always – they just kept coming at you, and you'd look at guys like Valerino, Perry, the Marconi brothers, Broadhurst, Gallagher. Those are names that we heard at the end of the season last year. Those are all champions at the – at the Cobos Classic. They come away, they weren't very good hosts. They came away and won by about 40-some points over runner-up Avon over there. Then turn around the next week, real good Buckeye Invitational, Mike Lewis Invitational, real good tournament kind of hiding down there in Medina County. But that's a tough tournament down there, and beat the host Buckeye, who's a very good team as well down there that week, and then beat their rivals, Avon, in the dual meet. And I'm really anxious to talk to Scott a little bit about that, but really coming out hot for the Avon Lake Shoreman.
And something about that duel with Avon, if we could talk, and again, we'll talk more about it with Coach, but I think it's cool that already to start the year, you get rematches of some pretty decent clashes with some guys at the top of their weight class. So I think that's a pretty cool dynamic that you get to see early on in the year.
Yeah, I think Avon Lake's really kind of found out where they're going to be at a little bit in the SWC, and I think the SWC, quite honestly, you know, we know that the Elyria's first year last year, they kind of kicked the door down and ran away with the SWC, but I think we're going to have a dogfight on our hands this year. It's going to be fun to watch as the season matures a little bit.
How about Amherst at that Cobos? I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it over at the Chronicle on the video, but fourth at that Cobos, not a bad showing for them.
Yeah, and you know what? Don't sleep on the comments. Billy Walker's a heck of a coach, does a great job over there. You know, Billy stepped back in last year when the head coach was kind of out. Billy's taking it over this year, got a real strong rebuild in the youth program over there, got some guys back out for the team. I guarantee you that those Amherst comments are going to be making some waves by the end of the year.
Yeah, and I don't think they had any champions, if I'm not mistaken, over there at the Cobos, but still, you get enough points elsewhere. That's pretty impressive. And how about Keystone? Two champs over there at that Cobos.
Two champs over there, Diego Morales and Tristan Green. And, of course, we know about Tristan Green.
You know, nonstop.
And he's on a mission this year. We know about that, and we'll be talking about Tristan a lot as the season goes on as well. But Diego Morales, real tough, too. And, again, Keystone, LCA tournament champs last year, don't sleep on the Wildcats, because they're a little proud over there at Keystone Way as well.
New leadership with the Midview program. How are the middies looking early on?
You know, Sean Bristow steps aside, but he did not leave that cupboard bare over there. The middies had a real nice fifth-place finish over at the Comet Classic over at Solon to start the year. And that's one of those hidden tournaments at the beginning of the year, usually about 40 teams over there. That's a tough, tough tournament that first weekend of the year for him to come out of their fifth place. Walsh Jesuit won that tournament. But, you know, Hunter Anderson, nice second-place finish, is heavyweight. Blanking on his first name, Mr. Die, Austin Die.
There you go.
I'll just call him Mr. Die, which would probably be appropriate.
That's
but
my
Austin
father's
comes
name.
Out of there with a championship, picks up right where he left off last year. But a lot of familiar names in that lineup for the middies. And the middies, again, the cupboard's not bare over there. Paul Steele picks up a real nice team. And we heard him talk in the preseason show. They expect to contend for the SWC title.
Again, you're listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you. Again, Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Let's stick with the SWC, our anchor of the preview show year in and year out. Joel Melvin over there at North Ridgeville. How are his Rangers looking early on?
You know, Joe was a... Talked about his numbers are low. You know, he's worried about numbers, but I think he's as happy as any coach could be after the first 2 weeks. They go over to the Titan Classic at Lorraine. They place fifth over there. He gets a runner-up out of Ian Rotary, a championship from Nate Bober, runner-up from his heavyweight Eddie Bowers. Caleb Grimm also places, turns around, was over at our place last weekend at the Pinner Invitational, finishes fifth over there. Everybody he brought got in the awards stand last week. So Ian Rotary with a second-place finish, Grimm with a second-place finish, Bober a championship, Caden McNamara with a fourth-place finish. Jaden Schaefer were second, and Eddie Powers, the runner-up again. So I think Coach Melvin real, real happy after the first 2 weeks. He knows it's going to be a little tough when he gets into dual meets because he's just going to get outmanned. He's only filling about 8 weight classes on a good night, so that he knows he's not bringing enough firepower to win a lot of dual meets. But the goal is to get his wrestlers better. I know he's got a real strong middle school program starting to come through. Keeping those kids together, he'll fill that lineup, and in Ridgeville will be back on the map, the Rangers will.
Tom, we talked about, of course, the big change over at Elyria. Eric Burnett stepping down. Armando Torres slides right in. What are expectations for him and for kind of a new-look Pioneers team?
Well, expectations over at Elyria are always going to be unrealistic because of what Eric built over there. I mean, that's just plain and simple. So, you know, you know the old saying, you don't want to follow. You don't want to be the guy that follows the legend. You want to be the guy that followed the legend kind of thing. But Armando had a great attitude about it. I was, like, really, really excited when we talked to him in the preview show. But they've had a split team the first couple weeks, and intentionally, you know, they sent some wrestlers to over to the Lorraine Titan Classic. They sent some wrestlers down to the Lewis Invitational. They sent some wrestlers out to the Ironman. But that's traditionally what they will do this time of year. Eric would pull some of those top flight wrestlers out, send them over to the Ironman, let them get a test. That Ironman's one of the top two or three high school tournaments in the country, and to send the kids over there. Now, he didn't have any placers. He sent 4 guys over. They sent Holm, McKinney, Cancel, and Atlee over there, and doesn't come away with any placers, but come away with a wealth of experience from wrestling that top flight competition, and all to build themselves for the end of the year for the conference into the state tournament run.
Well, before we get to Coach Sedlick over at Avon Lake, Tom, how about the Columbia boys and girls wrestling teams, both off to a fine start here?
Yeah, the Raiders are for real. Another team that came out real hot. They've been going to that North Coast Classic for a long time. They finished 10th out of 31 teams over there. That's their best finish as a team. They walk away with placers Cole Schulke, another familiar name. We'll be talking about Cole a lot as the year goes on, but Cole wins the title at 120 over there. Got his 114th match victory. That's a new school record over at Columbia.
Wow.
We know he's going to build on that as the season goes
on.
And we know that Cole's got one goal in mind. That's to be stand on the top of the podium at the end of the year. A little banged up state tournament time. Everybody is, but he had a bum shoulder. Good showing by a couple other wrestlers. Michael Fry finished sixth at 106 pounds. Tony Governell, sixth at 157. Garrett Zutch, fourth at 165. Governell and Zutch they're solid. Zutch is a conference champ last year. Governor was just rock solid, had coming off a great football season, very little rest, got into football playing shape, and had a really good tournament over there.
I was just about to say, speaking of Columbia, totally not wrestling related, Tom, I saw a picture on social media earlier this week. It was actually back on Coach Giuliani's wedding day. He was far and away the second most good-looking person in that photo, to say the least. But I might have to tuck that one away for a future use.
Yeah, there's some... there's some usage for that down the road. But, you know, we talk about their girls program, too. You know, they're the first team to commit to a full girls program, although we've got a couple out in the county. Avon Lake's got a real nice girls team as well, and Vermilion, a real strong girls team as well. But this last weekend, the Clyde Flyers hosted a girls tournament. Wrestlers from 51 different schools over at Clyde on Sunday, so just a really great turnout. Columbia walks away with a runner-up finish over there. So their first, they bring home their first hardware as a girls team. But two other top 10 finishes over there. Avon Lake comes away with a 7th-place finish, and Vermilion comes away with a 9th-place finish over there as well. Some other placers, Lauren Ficker from Vermilion wins a title 105. Rajan Al-Hashish from Avon Lake, a title at 135. I love her. I got to interview her last year over at the girls' districts. And Justina Hanna from Columbia comes away with a title 145 pounds. But the first of many, many tournaments for the girls, they've got that separate schedule built. They also wrestled a week one over at Brush, which was a pretty good-sized tournament, having a hard time digging up some results from that tourney.
All right, Tom, so there's kind of the week in review as far as the local high school Lorain County wrestling scene goes. And, Tom, a big thank you to you for digging up a lot of those notes and finding some of those results and scores from us. So let's not waste any time. Let's head to a break. When we come back, Avon Lake head wrestling coach Scott Sedlick will join us on the hotline right here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom Evans, we are online
at WEOL.com.
And welcome back on in. It is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci and Tom Evans here with you on a Wednesday evening. Let's kick it over to the hotline where we welcome in from Avon Lake, head coach of the Shoreman Wrestling Program. That is head coach Scott Sedlick. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for once again being a part of the program, Coach. You are a familiar customer on this show. And, boy, just a blazing hot start for you and the Shoreman. You guys take care of business over at the Cobos. You take care of business against your rival. Did you expect this nice of a start from your team, Coach?
Well, you know, I don't know if expect is the right word, but was hoping for this kind of start. You know, that's it. We worked a lot in the off season, and I thought I knew the components that we had and where everybody was going to be at. And if everything lined up right and everybody stayed healthy, that we were going to be pretty tough. So, yeah, I was hoping for this start, and it was nice that it happened.
Scott, you know, I know early on sometimes with the weight certification and not knowing where guys can be at what time of the year, but I'm looking at the usual suspects for you. You got Valerino, the Marconi brothers, Perry, Broadhurst, you know, and they look to be – are they about where they're going to be this year as far as weight class-wise?
Yeah, I think everybody's where they're going to be at for the long haul. I think they're sitting pretty where they are. If we change anything, I don't know what it would be. So I think that's it.
Scott, you weren't very good hosts over the Cobos Classic, winning by about 35 points over there over the runner-up down the road. Talk to us about the Cobos and just coming out and dominating at home that opening weekend.
Yeah, you know, Cobos is just, you know, that good tournament where you start off and you kind of see where you're at. And I just want everybody to go out there and get matches and compete and you know, see what kind of shape we were in and what we needed to work on in the room. So when they came out, I think we performed pretty well. We had, I think, 7 guys in the finals, which is good. Not all of them won, but we had a good number of champs. So overall, it was exactly what I wanted to see, and it was a good start. It was good for us.
I'm going to circle back around to the dual meet a little bit here. But then, you know, that tournament down at Buckeye, that Mike Lewis Invitational, not a lot of people know about that, but that's a tough, tough tournament. And Buckeye's a real good team. And you guys went down there. It looked like you put on another great show this last weekend over at Buckeye. Talk to us about the Mike Lewis Invitational.
Yeah, Mike Lewis Invitational is always pretty tough. St. Ed's, we see the same St. Ed's team we see at Cobos, and they got a bunch of tough kids. They had a couple different ones, a couple different guys show up too. And Buckeye, yeah, like you said, they got a real tough team. 3 of their starters weren't in their lineup. They were wrestling at Iron Man. I think they actually got sick and ended up having to withdraw from Iron Man. But they had their whole team minus those 3 guys. So it was, you know, it was good for us. It was good to go out there and win when I think we should win. Obviously, if those guys were at full strength, they would have been a lot closer of a tournament.
And then we turn around, and you know, early in the season, you have your rival in a dual meet, Avon, the school down the road. But I saw the article. I think Chris Sweeney did the article, and you guys had the mat spotlight. And who, you know, where did that come from? Whose idea was that? But I think that's really something neat that gets added to our sport to just put that spotlight on and spotlight the wrestlers. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the spotlight came from actually one of my junior high parents was like, hey, you know, my kid's going to be up there in high school sometime, and all I remember being a kid is that we used to wrestle underneath that spotlight when we were younger, and it was like the greatest thing in the world, and I want to bring that to Avon Lake. He goes, I'm ready to donate the money. I'll give you all of it. And he goes by the spotlight, put it up. So one of my wrestling parents, John Elton, actually went out and bought that for us, and we put it up there, and it was obviously a great investment. It really adds to the atmosphere. We added a DJ with music and, you know, walkout songs and all kinds of cool stuff just to get the fans pumped up and, you know, get wrestling some entertainment.
Coach, that's great stuff. With all that going on, that's the first 2 weeks of the season for you. We know what a grind wrestling season is, Coach, as you start moving forward, I know that you guys are at the Medina Invitational, and that's new for Avon Lake. And do you take a week to kind of regroup here, or do you just say we need to take it from here and kind of start ramping it up a little bit more every week? What's the approach with the team between now and the Medina Invitational?
Well, we got a couple of dual meets we got to make way for in between. We wrestle Bria Mid Park Conference meet this Thursday, and then we wrestle Westlake at home on the 22nd. So I added a couple matches in there just to keep us from having a long break before we hit Medina. And the idea, obviously, is we practice pretty hard every day. I think keeping status quo as far as how hard we're working out and what we're doing is probably where we're at right now. And, you know, if we look like we're out of shape or something, that's a little different ballgame. But at the moment, we're looking pretty like we're in shape, like we're looking pretty good. And so I think we just keep status quo, keep moving forward. And I told the guys, you know, if you're going to be a winner, you can't let your guard down. You can't think that just because you're winning matches that you're going to keep winning matches. You got to keep your head down and you know, work on that grindstone and keep moving in the right direction. Otherwise, some people are going to be hunting for you and try to catch up to you, and you can't let that happen.
Again, we're joined on the hotline by Avon Lake head wrestling coach Scott Sedlick here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. Again, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Coach, we just talked about that dual meet with Avon where you get the spotlight and the DJ with the music and the walk-up songs and everything like that. Really, the thing that stands out to me there is the atmosphere and how much more ramped up that can be compared to maybe some other events. Do you think, you know, maybe that's where the secret is in terms of bringing more fans and more students into these gymnasiums is these dual meets where you get a bigger and better atmosphere?
Yeah, that is the plan. We are trying our best to actually make that happen, to get more people at every match, get the kids talking to their friends, talking about how awesome it was and fun and a cool atmosphere to be in, get them out there. And then this year we're also wrestling Medina Highland January 25th as a duel in the school. It's going to be a 1 o'clock start with tickets being sold to the whole student body. They can either go to class or they can go to a wrestling match. So we're trying to get the excitement. We're trying to get the kids to see the sport and enjoy it and want to come out and support their friends and maybe even pick up a few more wrestlers by doing that kind of stuff too. So we'll see how it works out, but it should be pretty fun.
Coach Tom just gave a fist pump to the duel in the school right there. I
love
excited.
It. Scott, I love the duel in the school. Back when I was at Berea, we did one with Solon at their place 1 year at our place. There was nothing better for the sport of wrestling than to have a gym full of your own kids. Even being over at Solon, a gym full of the opponent's kids and your kids, you know, kind of bonding together and taking on, it's like you against the world. I love that concept, and I applaud you for doing that, Coach. I think that's a great thing to do. Just to get them jacked up. And I think you will. I think you'll pick some kids up. I think some kids will take a look at that and say, hey, I want to be a part of that over at Avon Lake. So I think that's a great move, Scott. Scott, I want to, you know, Avon Lake hasn't been to Medina before. What do you tell the kids? You know, you've been down there. You know what that atmosphere is like. You know you got some top-flight schools from out of state that are going to be in there. What do you tell your kids going into a tournament like the Medina Invitational?
Well, actually, Tom, we went there my first year back before COVID hit, and these guys that are seniors were freshmen. So the seniors are the only ones that wrestled in it that I have now. And they know how tough it was when they went, and they're kind of looking forward to the competition. You know, those out-of-state schools, you got Detroit Central Catholics usually there, which are top teams. You know, these guys, they know where it's at. They know that they're gearing up for, you know, putting all their undefeated seasons on the line. The guys haven't lost yet. They know they're going to go out there and have to prove themselves against a little tougher competition. Some people from out of state, some guys from around the school, you know, out in the area that we haven't seen yet. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Those guys are excited. They're actually excited for the challenge. That's what they want. They want to go out there and wrestle and wrestle with the best guys. And if they lose, they lose, but they want to try to compete.
All right, Coach. Well, that's fantastic stuff, and we appreciate your time here this evening. Congrats to you and the guys for a very hot start to the season, although, like we've talked about, certainly plenty of work to be done, and I know you guys are looking forward to the upcoming duels and participating down there at Medina. So, Coach Sedlick, again, thank you very much for the time this evening. We always appreciate it, and best of luck in the upcoming week of action for you guys.
All right, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Scott.
You
good luck.
You as well, Coach. And there he goes, head coach of the Avon Lake Shoreman wrestling team, Scott Sedlick, kind enough to share some time with us here this evening. And, yeah, Tom, I don't know if anybody's off to a better start here in Lorain County than Avon Lake.
No, and you know, the thing that I like, and Scott comes by it honestly because his dad was the same way as a head coach, just even keel. And yeah. You know, some schools, some coaches, there's peaks and valleys. But Scott's just so even keel. And you know what? He's been that way since the day that he took over that program. He had very clear goals in mind, and he stayed the course. And quite honestly, I'm not shocked to see him come out as hot as they have this year because that's kind of what he's prepared him for. And just real excited to see what these Avon Lake Shoremen can do this year. I know the SWC is in front of them. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's going to be a wide open race, and then the tournament trail down links. But you know, they'll do everything they can to get ready for that. And I'm excited to watch this Shoremen team as they move through the season.
They've been consistent. They've been persistent, and you see the rewards when you put those two together. So again, a big thank you to Coach Sedlick, for joining us here this afternoon. All right, let's step aside, take one final break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this thing, take a look at what's coming up ahead, and much more here on the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Once again, here are Tom Evans.
No, in the ring, Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
And welcome back in. It is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, of course, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. A huge thank you to Avon Lake Head Wrestling Coach Scott Sedlick for joining us on the hotline a couple of minutes ago, helping us get this season going here. And again, you can listen back to that conversation up on WEOL.com. It'll be posted up there in the sports and then high school wrestling section again over at WEOL.com. Again, Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you. Tom, before we get you out of here, let's maybe take a look at the week ahead. I know this weekend we've got a big event over there in Vermilion, but what else is there to look forward to?
Well, the Defense Hub Duels over at Vermilion are going to host five county schools. Clearview, Columbia, Lorain, Midview, and Vermilion are all at the Defense Sub Duels this week. Nice tournament, that really kind of good round robin. Wellington goes over to the D3 Classic over at Waterloo. We see some teams starting some dual meet action. The SWC picks up with some dual meets. I know that North Ridgeville's got a duel this week coming up as well. Avon will be at Willoughby South for a tournament over at Willoughby South. That's a little bit new to them. Amherst with a invitational coming up. They got the Hudson Holiday Tournament coming up here this next weekend, which is, again, Hudson's one of those places that kind of hides away. They'll get 25, 30 schools over there. That's a real solid tournament over there as well. So some of the teams are maybe just picking up a duel before we get into the big heavy-duty Christmas holiday tournament season.
Fantastic. So off to a great start here as far as the high school wrestling scene goes here in Lorain County, and certainly looking forward to a very fun and physical year ahead. So, Tom, thank you for joining me here. Looking forward to another fun year of doing this with you, man.
Great stuff, Rocco. It's great to get back out there and watch the whistle blow and see a lot of good wrestling going on here in Lorain County.
I know you get going once the wrestling gets going. That's how it goes. So there you go. All right. Well, so for Tom Evans, I am Rocco Nucci saying thank you for listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. Again, it has been brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Don't go anywhere. We've got some girls high school basketball coming up on the air. I'll actually have the call over there at Elyria as the Avon Eagles will come to Elyria to take on the Pioneers. Then stick around later. We'll have Cavaliers basketball in Dallas as they take on the Mavericks. So once again, for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nucci. This has been the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty on AM 930, 100.3 FM. And Tom, you can listen anytime online
at WEOL.com.